I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the...
He was just a fabulous painter. He was thought of as the premier, foremost nature artist of the 20th century.
That's Braden Heft, president of the board of directors for the Jacques Art Center in Aiken, Minnesota. A small but impressive museum housed in the old Carnegie Library, a couple of blocks west of the intersection of Highways 169 and 210. I first became acquainted with Jacques through his illustrations in Sigurd Olsen's books, The Listening Point, The Singing Wilderness, and others. At the time, I didn't know of his connection to Aiken. Jacques moved to the Aiken area with his family in his early teens.
They lived on a farm north of Aiken. His father was primarily a guide for the big hunting and fishing barons that would like to come up and give their large tours. And he started here and he did his drawings. He was all self-taught, did a lot of drawings, of course, and paintings when he was younger. We have a few of those on hand here.
He helped his father as a guide and became a taxidermist, honing his knowledge of animal anatomy. Later, he took a job with the railroad in Duluth, all the while developing his artistic skills.
His passion was for painting and drawings, and he actually presented a few of those, sent them to the curator of the Natural History Museum in New York City. They instantly hired him on the spot. Brought him to New York City, and for the next 20, 25 years, he became the primary artist for painting the large dioramas and dioramas in the New York City Natural History Museum.
When work wrapped up at the New York Museum of Natural History, Jacques returned to Minnesota to work on the James Ford Bell Museum of Natural History.
And he spent the next 20-odd years painting all the beautiful large dioramas in the Bell Museum, which was on the campus of the University of Minnesota. And he was incredibly good. We have a couple of small dioramas here. We are fortunate here. We have quite a few originals, and they're just absolutely beautiful art.
The Bell Museum is just opening a new building, and all of Jacques' art, the massive dioramas, have been moved to the new facility, a process that's taken about a year to complete.
Our mission is to show to the public the works of Francis Lee Jacques, including the written works of his wife. She was an writer, Florence Page Jacques. And together they collaborated on a lot of books that she wrote. He did a lot of the illustrations for, of course. Now, along with that, the second part of our mission is to have a venue in this museum where we can display works from local and regional artists that we put on display. The shows in there rotate on a 7-week basis. It takes it for the local and regional artists, though, by the way, we're fairly well known around the country, and it takes approximately 2 to 2.5 years to get onto our schedule. That's how far booked we are with it. The current show is Images of Aiken, but it's all of Aiken County. It's a fabulous show. We have over 200 objects in there. And that show carries all the way through from 1860 time frame all the way through to 2017.
Once a year, the center features an old Francis Lee Jacques show where they can feature 75 to 80 pieces of his work.
So in the January-February time frame, which is a little slow in the time frame for our communities, but we have an all Francis Lee Jacques show. That's been a great hit.
The Jacques Art Center also brings art outside the walls of their museum.
We have a program right now, by the way, to tie in with the community. We have gone to the community, and we right now have, I want to say, right at 12 different organizations that we have an art program where we have local artists, and we rotate art from local artists because it's so hard to get into our facility.
Sure.
And we can only have 6 or 7 shows a year when we change out there. But we've expanded that. So now we have 12 more that people can go into and see. The people that work there love it. The people that go and visit the libraries or visit the offices or visit the banks see it, and they commented on it and love the artwork. So we think that's a very successful thing. Our facility is free and open to the public all the time. Everybody is welcome to come in and enjoy this wonderful art. We have beautiful shows from all our local artists and regional artists.
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.